Judy?
Monka, he's not on yet.
Okay, babe. Thank you.
All right.
Hello. Not on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. I'm going to go and mute.
Okay. We're starting with the counting of the Omer. Last night we counted the 16th day of the Omer. We'll start with step one, which is the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu urchimu udhilu liachda Lashem yudhe bavavhe v'yehudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael hine anachnu bayim l'kayim mitzvat sefirata omer Lasot nachat ruach leotreinu v'lasot raton boreinu. V'ahino amadunai elohinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei adeinu kananeihu. Step two is the connection to the various verses that help unify our consciousness. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo. Igmor Beadi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo. Azdecha Leolam Maaseya Deicha El Tereth. Echra le'elohim elyon, la'el gomer alai. V'yavor alai, v'yarech nitposeset, v'damayich v'yomer lecha. V'damayich chaye, v'yamar lecha, v'damayich chaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Elohim Elohe Gedalta Meod Od V'hadar Lavashta O Teor Kishalma No Teshamayim Taria. Steps three is the bracha. Baruch Ata Adonai Yoah Adonai. wanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo yud he wav he Eloheinu melech haolam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat haomer. Ha-yom shiva eser yom la-omer Sheheim shenei shavuot v'shishalosha yamim. Today is day 17 of the Omer, which is week 2 and 3 days. Harachaman hu yachatzir avotat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera bi'ameinu. And we all say amen. The number 17 we know connects to the word tov, which is good. In step 6, we're going to be connecting to the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu selah. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha, v'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Amim yoducha Elohim yoducha. Three days ago, we had the same word. Yoducha. Have you completed your spiritual work from this word, for this word? Yoducha is a word that means your appreciation, admitting your acknowledgement. Can you acknowledge and admit and thank Hashem and the people around you that you truly depend upon for their love and support? When was the last time you truly admitted your need for those in your support system and thanked Hashem for providing them for you? Or even thanked them? Amin kulam. Yismechu v'ranenu le'umim kei. The letter kaf. The letter kaf has the meaning as a word, as your palm. And also the kaf, the letter itself, created the sun. Have you compared your left palm to your right palm? The lines in the palm is part of palm and face reading. Your left hand represents your potential. The right hand is what has been actually manifested. By comparing these two, you see, you can learn what you have left to accomplish. The sun represents sharing of energy. How do you share the energy with others? Do you truly share it, or do you give it with an expectation to receive something in return? What do you need to change about yourself so that you learn to truly share without a personal agenda? Ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem selah. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Eretz not na yevula yevarkenu. Elohim Eloheinu yevarkenu. Elohim v'yiru oto kol afse aretz. Step 7 is the Anabekoach. Please join me. Anabekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora kufreshayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat. The letter Kaf. This is a day of the Omer where the word and the letter are similar, are the same. What do you have to change about yourself so that you share and not give? Shamrim. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem rachamei sidkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tari taf gimel. Tasin kadosh terov tuvcha Na'el Adata. Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kedushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Ezayan Kuf. Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushmati akatenu yode atalumot. Shin kufal tariyutaf. In the eighth verse of the Anabekoach, we say in a whisper. The eighth step. The 42 journeys in the desert. The 17th journey was leaving Rimon Peretz and camping in Livna. Livna means bricks. This was a place where the boundaries were marked with building bricks. Livna can also be translated to mean to build. This is the stage of life when we build a home, going hand in hand with the spreading family pomegranate tree from our last stop with Rimon Peretz. the ninth step. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirato mer. Kedei letacharenu, mikli potenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'torata huspartem lachem memacharad ha-shabbat miyom haviyachem eto omer atenufa sheva shabbatot temimoti na mimecharad ha-shabbat ha-shivitas tesefiru chamishim Yom Kedei Sheyitaharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizocham Atam Uvechein Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yohewahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Avotenu, Shebizkut Sefirata Omer, Shesafarti Hayom, Yetukan Masher Agamti, the Sefira, Tiferet Shebetiferet. The essence of Tiferet is beauty, but it's also balance. It's also glory. It's also splendor. So are we saying that we are emphasizing beauty? Beauty within beauty? Balance within beauty? Beauty within balance? Glory within balance? Glory within beauty. Splendor within balance. Or are we emphasizing splendor? V'et Zahir, V'et Kadesh, V'kdusha shel ma'ala, Amen Selah. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this evening, this day, the second day of Iyar, this is the birth anniversary of the fourth Lubavitch Rebbe, who's known as the Rebbe Maharash. He was the youngest son of his predecessor, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, known as the Tzemach Tzedek. Rabbi Shmuel Shmelki Horowitz of Nicholsburg. Rabbi Moshe Zakan Mazuz of Zherba. Rabbi Abraham Badush of Mexico. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Habranovitz. Prophet associated with Tiferet Shebetiferet is Hanani. The woman connected to Tiferet Shebetiferet is Chana, the mother of Shmuel. The gematria of Tiferet Shebetiferet is 2,464. 464 is the gematria of the word, the Hebrew word temimi, which means perpetual. And 2,000 is Bet Aleph, or bow, coming. 2,464 indicates the coming per eternity, the coming perpetual. This is what Mashiach represents. The 17th method to acquire Torah taught in the Perkei Avot in chapter 6 is to limit your attention to everyday business so that it does not draw you away from learning Torah. Today's class is a Zohar class for the parasha of Acharei Mot, and we're going to be studying section 2. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the right hand column, the first row. When you click on that link, it opens up to a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the parasha of Acharei Mot, and that will give you the list. Scroll to section 2, and we will be starting after Elishem Yehud with Pasuk 12. Elishem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimud, Kilud, Kilud, Urchimud. Leavka, Leshem, Yud, Hey, Bavav, Hey. The Yehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino, Amadonai, Eloheinu, Elena, Masei, Adenu, Konene, Elena, Masei, Adenu, Konene, Hu. Vayidaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Acharemo Shnei Bnei Acharon Rabbi Chizkiya Patah Uyamar Lakein Ko Amar Adonai Yo hey wa hey adanu yo yo wa hey da wanu hey yo El Beit Yaakov Asher Pada Ed Avraham Wigomer Hai Kira Kasha Lakein Ko Amar Adonai yo hey wa hey adanu yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Asher Pada et Abraham Bibae Leia Maiko Amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Elbeit Yaakov Asher Pada et Abraham. translation. And Hashem spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron. Rabbi Hizkiah opens the discussion saying, "Therefore, thus says Hashem concerning the house of Jacob, who redeemed Abraham." This verse is troublesome. It should read, "Therefore, thus says Hashem, who redeemed Abraham." Why does it say, "Therefore, thus says Hashem concerning the house of Jacob, who redeemed Abraham"? My commentary. To understand the essence of this question by Rabbi Hizkiah, one needs to recognize the relationship of the names of these people to the Sefirot. Abraham is Chesed, while Israel is Tiferet. Jacob does not appear in a relationship to any Sefirot, although there is a relationship between Jacob and Israel. Once Jacob was renamed Israel, the Torah sometimes calls him Israel and sometimes Jacob. The meaning of this name changes. Its relation is related to the idea of the inner and the outer levels of the Sefirot, and especially Tiferet. Hopefully this will become more clear as we read further. And as an unwritten commentary, the idea of Jacob is also Tiferet, but in an immature form. And Israel is Tiferet in the mature form, in the expanded form, the fully grown form, the adult form. Pasuk 13.
Ela ha'ukbuha v'ha'itmar v'yakob pada et Avraham v'day divhei ha'iyo sh'ata d'nafal v'goy nura d'kashka. Danu dine kame kuchabrihu begin my ishtaziv Isaacut afan leya leya el ishtaziv begin beno the hakitanya beramizake abba Amru ha Ishmael denafik mineya amarku chabrihu ha Yitzhak diyoshit keladaleya al gabe madbecha amru ha Esav denafik mineya Amar Yitzhak the Yoshit Gedaleya Al Gabe Madbecha Amru Ha'esav Denafik Mineya Amar Ha Yaakov Dihu Korsiya Shalemata v'kobenohi, shalemin kamai, amru havadai bizkuta, da ishtaziv Avraham, ahidiktiv, asher padayet Avraham.
We have already learned that Jacob surely redeemed Abraham. At the time that Abraham fell into the furnace of the Chaldeans, fire, his fate was being decided before the Holy One, blessed be he. In what merit should this one be saved as he lacks ancestral merits? The Holy One, blessed be he, said to the court on high, he should be saved because of his sons. As we have learned, a son can bring merits for his father. The others replied, "But Ishmael will descend from him." The Holy One, blessed be he, replied, "But Isaac will descend from him, who will extend his throat for the sacrifice on the altar." The others said, "But Esau will derive from Isaac." The Holy One, blessed be he, said, "But Jacob will descend from him, who is the whole throne, and all his sons are perfect before me." They concurred by saying, "Surely for this merit, Abraham shall be rescued." Such is the meaning of who redeemed Abraham. I'm adding. This pasuk is clear that Abraham was saved from the fire due to Jacob descending from him as a grandson. Yet nothing is said as to why the verse mentions both people. Of course, it mentions both Jacob and Abraham, with Jacob being mentioned first, indicating the idea of Abraham being saved in the merit of Jacob. Pasuk 14. Lo ata yevosh Yaakov lo ata panal Yehewaru ki biroto yiladav Maase yadai Bekir bo kat yaktishu Shemi maninun yiladav Maase wikomer Eleninun Fananya Mishael Viazaraya Bene Yehuda Yekrun Ukich Lo Ata Yevosh Yehuda Mibaelea Mai Lo Ata Mai Bae Haka Yaakov Behakiti Vayehi Vahem Mivne Yehuda, Daniel Tachananya, Mishael Veazarya, Bene Yehuda Ikrun, Ukish Lo Ata Yevosh, Yehuda Mibae Leia, Milo Ata Yevosh Yaakov. It is written, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now grow pale when he sees his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him, by sanctifying my name. He questions, who are his children, the work of my hands? And he answers, they are Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah, who threw themselves into a burning fire to sanctify his name. He questions, Jacob shall not now be ashamed. What is Jacob doing here? For it is written.
No, I haven't used it for meat yet. What meat do you want to put in this?
Is anybody hearing that also?
A little bit, but it stopped.
Yeah, it stopped. I heard a little bit too.
Okay. Thank you. I'm still reading the translation of the verse. Jacob shall not now be ashamed. What is Jacob doing here? For it is written, these were among the descendants of Judah. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Note, they are referred to as the scions of Judah. As a result, it should read, Judah shall not now be ashamed. Why then does it say Jacob shall not now be ashamed? my comment. It's another good question asked by the Zohar. The Torah refers to Judah, not Jacob, when praising the four who threw accepted death over doing a negative mitzvah of idol worship by bowing down to an idol of Nebuchadnezzar. Pasuk 15. Ela hakitanenan v'hai shata de'it kefitu v'min pal benu ra kol hadarim kaleya v'yamar kabei kol inun aminu malkin v'yafar kaya hananya amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Lilo Irama Yaseli Adam Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Libios Rai Wa'ani Ere Shona tov lachasot. Vadonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yoahe dawanu heyo. We go mer Mishael patach. We amar we ata al tira abdi yako neum adonai. Yohe aduno. Ada nu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo wigomer kid hani ne umadonai adanu yo yo hey wa hey yo ahe da wanu heyo lo ho shia ha ki es wigomer Behahi yo sha'ata deshamu kuhu shema deyako tavvehu behaiku beleitanu ta azar yapatach weyamar shema Yisrael Hashem Eloheinu Hashem Echad. He answers, we have learned at the time they bound Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah in order to cast them into the fire. Each raised his voice and spoke before all the gathered nations, the kings and nobles. Hananya said, Hashem is with me, I feel, will not fear. What can man do to me? Hashem takes my part with those who help me. Therefore I shall gaze upon those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in Hashem. Mishael said, Therefore fear you not, my servant Jacob, says Hashem, for I am with you, says Hashem, to help you, for I will make a full end of all the nations. At that moment, when the nations and the nobles heard the name Jacob, they were disgusted and began mockingly to laugh, because he put his trust in Jacob. Azariah commenced to proclaim, Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our Elohim, Hashem is one. My comments. It is so very easy to misunderstand the words of Torah when they are taken literally. Mishael puts Hashem before and after the name Jacob. Jacob is Tiferet, albeit the lower aspect of Tiferet, while Hashem is both Bina and Malchut. The nobles did not and still do not speak the language of branches. Do you know who the nobles are? They're the angelic chieftains of the other nations, referred to as Elohim. the 16th verse. Hahi dikteze yomar ladonai yo hewahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo ani wigomer ze yomar lashem ani dahananya wize ikra vishem yakov da mishael v'tzech yiktov yado lashem u'shem yisrael yikane da zarya ve'yashata kanash kudsha barichu pamalya dileya amarlon Biman mila meinun milin diamru ilain tilata ashziv lon patru yamru veyedu ki atashibcha Hashem levad chayelion al kol haaretz. This is what is written. One shall say, I am Hashem's. One shall say, I am Hashem's, refers to Hananya, who declared that Hashem takes my part. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. This is Mishael, who said, fear you not, O my servant Jacob. And another shall subscribe with his hand to Hashem, and his surname himself by the name of Israel. And this is Azariah, who said, hear, O Israel. At that moment, the Holy One, blessed be He, assembled His heavenly council, namely the angelic ministers, and said to them, for which word among the words that these three uttered should I save them? They replied, that they may know that you alone, whose name is Hashem, are the Most High over all the earth. Meaning save them because they trusted in Hashem. My comment is that this verse is clear as written. An unwritten comment for whatever reason. The 17th verse. Bashata amar kucha barichu l'kurseyayo kurseyayo dili b'man mila meinun milin ashziv leinun sadikayayo Amalaya Bahimila de Kulhu Haikin Ba Ashziv Lon Loata Yevosh Yakoviloata Pana Vyehewaru Kima de Kaim Yakov Lagabe Yavraham Benura Yakum Hashta Legabe Elain Hahidiktiv Koamar Hashem El Beit Yaakov Asher Padayet Avraham Lo Atayevosh Yaakov Vigomer Mehai Kisufa Deleitanuta. At that hour, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to the throne, which is Malchut, my throne, for which word among all the words they uttered should I save these righteous men? And it replied, for the word that all the others mocked, I would save them, namely the merit of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now grow pale. So they will see that they were saved in his merit. Just as the merit of Jacob stood fast when Abraham was cast into the fire, now it will stand fast for these, namely Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. This is what is written. Thus says Hashem concerning the house of Jacob, who redeemed Abraham. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, namely by the contempt and the mockery with which the nations and the nobles ridiculed him. My unwritten commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. We see that Malchut is making a recommendation to save the boys, the men, in the time of Daniel, from the relationship of Jacob. And Jacob has a relationship to Malchut, being that he is Tiferet, but at the smaller level, at the Katnut level, which is Aramaic for smallness, the not yet matured level. The 18th verse.
Tanaku dehawohekin mimila daito kadu dehahu no nura vikatalon shaviva de nura man shaziv. Leilein al dahawo mitzalan kameku chabarihu yachadan shemeya sad kayeot bialdim yachadan shemeya sad kayeot ishtezivu mehahu nurayakita.
We have learned that all those who ridiculed this word, namely Jacob, were consumed by that fire, and a spark of flame killed them. Who saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? He did, because they prayed before the Holy One, blessed be He, Hashem, and unified His name properly. Because they unified His name properly, they were saved from that consuming fire. My commentary. This is a very important lesson. Read the last three Zohar Pesukim carefully. It took all three men to say words of Torah to unify the name of Hashem properly. The Shema by itself is incomplete. This is also true for the other verses. Learn this well. The time may come when this knowledge will save your life. This is also how one is allowed to pass through the gates between levels of consciousness in one's meditations. An unwritten commentary to explain. Shema Yisrael, we know, is a very powerful healing verse. But in the Torah, there's a verse before it and a verse after it. And this is what's being explained, that the Shema by itself is incomplete. It needs the prayer that we say before the Shema and the prayer that we say after the Shema. And these are very famous prayers that you will find every place. You find the Shema, no matter what group, Reform, Conservative, Orthodox, all of the different groups, they all utilize a prayer before saying the Shema and a prayer after saying the Shema. And that's what gives you the completion. That's why the nighttime Shema has 10 steps. That's the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourselves, I will remind you our classes tomorrow, we have three. One is at 10:30 West Coast time, and that will be continuing our study of the Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. One at 3 o'clock, which will be advanced reincarnation class. And one at 7:30, which will be the counting of the Omer. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all of you. Shalom Gadol.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.